Three, two, one. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. What's up? Welcome back.
It was that night in Bob Cajun.
JJ was just talking about the hip.
Yeah, first of all, I don't think a lot of
you and your girlfriend watch the constellations align themselves one gay Jay at a time.
No, I don't watch it with her. I just listen it to myself when I'm playing poker. And I watch the concert.
You watch the one where they're dying, the farewell concert?
JJ watches dollar bills disappear one bill at a time.
I don't think they can put the farewell concert because that was broadcasted on CBC. So it probably has like a strike if you play it.
I feel like that's on there.
No. Shame. It's the only one worth watching.
Why?
You get to watch him rot from the inside and slowly wither away.
That's all the lip kisses.
What's his face? Creepy, weird white guy who worshipped indigenous people. Yeah.
Oh, he did like indigenous people, eh?
Justin Trudeau?
He didn't like them. He loved them.
Why? What is that? Not just saying that's a bad thing to our huge indigenous population that listens, but...
It's just like a thing that gross white people do. It's like white people becoming Buddhists.
Gord Downie was pretty into that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was his whole thing at the end, was all like the residential schools and stuff and all that jazz.
I think, to be fair to him, he did it his entire life, but it's gross regardless.
Why? Because it's indigenous people or yeah.
Yeah, you need to stand up for the whites.
Exactly. It's just fetishizing this other culture. Not a fan of it, especially with privileged whites.
Yeah. When JJ does like a girl once in a while, is it like he's fetishizing a woman? Because
that also offends
the other for him. You know what I mean?
He's defiling them.
Well, yeah, exactly. JJ's normally fucks guys, but it's like when he has sex with a woman, it's like a fetish for him.
Yeah.
You know, it's really tough with these idiots because half of them say whoever.
Have you been hanging out with the wise guys a lot?
No, whoever wants to be. Whoever wants to be fetishized or not fetishized, like some people are like, I want to be like fat fetishized. And then other people are like, no, I'm not a fetish. Like, you know,
can't keep track of who to fetish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, half of you want to be a fucking fetish. The other half of you are just saying I'm black.
I mean, yeah, Danny, like if girls were like having sex with you in droves because they said they have a fat fetish, I can't imagine you being
small dick, fat having fetish, a problem. Ugly, they pizza breath dick, fetish.
They had a small dick fetish. Pizza breath.
Pizza, bro.
JJ's been thinking about pizza. I've never even heard
that as a diss.
Yeah.
Go, hey, this guy's got pizza breath.
Well, I obviously don't say it to your
He's
face.
Been hanging out with the wise guys.
Yeah, that's what
much.
It is.
Not with that pizza
is
breath. They're not saying that to your
face.
Hey,
like, fucking, well, yeah.
What's worse about him is Jew wallet or pizza breath?
Is that what they say to you, pizza breath?
No, but we did end up just having a seasoned wrap yesterday, last episode.
A wrap with seasoning on it?
Yeah. Yeah. Delicious.
Do you guys have a wrap party?
Turkey.
We are doing a wrap party. And
please tell me that you, on a food show, you ate a turkey Caesar wrap.
No, like, man. Hey,
forget about this wrap.
We went to this place on the east side, Pinkerton Snack Bar. It's a hipster spot, but the food was delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a thing where they go like, hey, like after they film with you and get to know you and they go, can we not use this?
Yeah, that happened last week. I can't
really?
Say the restaurant. Yeah.
You can't say the restaurant.
I stop doing that, JJ. It's not a real show, goddammit.
Yeah, it's not a real show.
It's true. We already ate there for free, so I guess.
Yeah,
you got them. You got their ass.
Yeah, they can't take the meal
honestly,
back.
The place was really good. I'll just
like, what happened? They looked you up. Like they started getting these like weird hints throughout where you go.
No, because they were they have an industrial plant where they make like the tahini and they sell it. They have a proper brand that's in grocery stores and they were making
me?
No, I can't say. And
why
but you're
can't
close.
You say?
Because dude,
Osmos?
Pizza Nova.
Just in case it does blow up, you know
what
this,
would
like,
blow up?
The show.
And then you can't on this podcast.
Yeah, because they're going to be releasing this episode, and then there's JJ giving the scoop here about.
Yeah. I can't do that, man. Because they're really connected.
Danny's
in
never
the
had
industry.
A TV show like you. He doesn't get
yeah,
it.
Never,
yeah,
I've
he doesn't get
a,
it.
I've
hey, just because
TV
you're hired on a popular fucking, you're like a typical actor. Just because you're getting booked on good stuff, don't mean you have a fucking opinion about shit. Nobody wants to hear your fucking God talk, McConaughey.
He's more like a typical producer.
Yeah. Why? Because a Jew?
Well, he thinks he knows how to make a food show just because he's fat.
I don't produce anything.
But anyways, well, we're going to have a serious conversation with Ryan Long Comedy, because Not Buff Gay Buds might have to go on the network on Patreon, on Ryan Long Comedy's Patreon.
I don't think, I was saying that it'd be okay, maybe you do your solo thing. You're going to put your web series on my Patreon for like, what, for 100 people to watch?
It's better than what the numbers were last year.
It just makes Ryan's Patreon go down. He's like, yeah, I'm going to have to take it off, JJ. Sorry.
Between Danny's pedophile antics and JJ's food show, I'm not going to have anyone Patreon.
How much did you lose from Danny? 50 bucks?
I don't know. Two that I know of, but yeah. Who knows how many there were.
Were they? Did you know who they were?
No,
we didn't talk about
again,
that.
It's like, at what point do they just watch Ryan stand up and they go, oh, yeah, I don't. This is not for me.
Do you think it was Christine Hoff Summers?
The thing is, I was joking and Danny was dead serious. So they were like, yeah, I get Ryan does his stand up and he's kidding. But it's another thing, Danny posting photos of him eating a kid's ass.
We're actually going, me and Ryan are going to
yeah,
DC.
Yeah, we're going to the Pizza Gate.
DC, place. We're going to the Pizza Gate place.
Oh, you're going there for what?
Yeah.
Wow.
We can't tell you.
Can't tell you. Super secret.
But you guys, what, the show's in DC?
No, me and Danny are going on a trip, and Danny obviously, like, his fucking perv beacon went off, and he's like, you know what's close by?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know what came first. Danny has a party that he wants us to go to that happens to be in Milwaukee.
He wants us to go to. I told Ryan that I'm going to this party. Ryan's like, can I come?
No, that's not what happened, and I already found out that you invited lots of other people, too. So you've been definitely spreading the word about this thing.
So the pizza's amazing? What if the pizza's amazing?
Not how it shook down.
That's literally how it shook down.
Ryan goes, is that how it shook down with Johnny and Chris from Brooklyn and Joe Herrera too?
I didn't invite. I invited Joe Harari. But Joe knows them.
Oh, my God.
Joe knows them. I didn't invite Johnny.
Little drama cat fight.
I was literally making. And I invited Joe, but Joe knows these people.
Bullfight.
What is?
We went to the strip club.
Cuck fight. What is this party?
So anyways, the pizza place. The party, that doesn't matter. But the pizza place is, Danny said it's...
What's the pizza place called? Cosmo Pizza?
Comet Ping Pong.
Yeah. Comet Ping Pong. And it's still around.
Yeah, we're going with that guy, the Siraj guy. I was talking to him. He goes, I'm like, have you ever been there? He's like, no. I'm like, we should go. He's like, okay.
The pizza... I don't know. The pizza looks actually all right, but it's got terrible reviews.
But what? When you're saying pizza, do you mean pizza?
No, I mean boy ass. Come on, please.
I'm surprised that place is still open. Like they haven't like.
Yeah, that's so weird. Like people
just like rebrand. Like rebranded. Name it anything else.
I'll
like,
tell you something. If I could share my computer,
Baby Carrots Factory. We're a Baby Carrots friend now.
If I could share my computer and you saw the picture of the food, it definitely is a place where young kids get fucked. It's
JJ's.
Like,
you're watching food. The food that JJ eats on the buffet. JJ's is so naughty. You might as well be a pedophile. It's just the most naughtiest decorated.
He's our like food expert slash probably kid fucking expert. So,
kid fucking or tit fucking?
Both.
Oh,
well,
nice.
I'll have you know, Mr. Lieberman, that me and Daniel went to an indoor dining.
Oh yeah, it's open now. Where did you guys
end up? Danny picked the place. It was a Greek place.
They
had potatoes for the table.
They wouldn't stop smashing plates. Literally, every 10 seconds, they're smashing a plate on the ground.
Out of practice.
Is it a big thing now?
Smashing plates? Yeah. It's
no, is the indoor dining. Like, what's going on in the city? We haven't had a city update since a Seinfeld, James Altucher.
That's so funny, by the way. 60 Minutes. I was watching 60 Minutes this week, and then they're, like, interviewing Seinfeld for really no reason. There wasn't, like, he wasn't plugging anything. Right. They were just like, hey, what's Seinfeld up to? And then, like, of course, they start shooting on Altucher.
What is he saying? Same thing. He's a chump.
Ooh. Basically, they brought it up. They go, this former comedy club owner wrote this thing about New York is dead. And then, Seinfeld was like, yeah, these guys, like, what do you call them? The schmuck from LinkedIn or putz from LinkedIn or whatever.
Yeah, he said that.
And then they're like saying that's how he's going to be known as forever. But it was like Altucher. And then Altucher on Twitter was like, yeah, but look at all these things that are still happening that are bad. Like,
yeah,
Altucher is the more reasonable one.
Are people dying again in New York?
No.
So they got rid of.
Although they shut down his mouth at the Greek place. I'll tell you that much.
Feta with olive oil.
No.
Oh,
I got octopus. So it was really good. But they are shutting down all these zip codes. The fucking Orthodox Jews are out of control again.
Why coughing on cops?
in Brooklyn. No, they're not wearing masks. Dude, fucking Joe Harari from The Stand sent me the funniest thing. It was like this, these Orthodox Jew, like on their Instagram, and they're basically, it's their arms with like 5-digit numbers, but it's like, and they're like, yeah, they used to put numbers on us and they're doing it again, but this time it's their zip codes. Like, it's the zip codes that they live in that are getting shut down because they feel like they're being like unfairly targeted, even though they have just like, it's based on straight, just like testing rates and stuff. Like, it's not like,
they're so not like, putting it.
Believe me, we had a lot of math and evidence the last time we tried this, and nobody wanted to hear it a few years into it. Like, I got all the evidence.
And then there's like,
we're going strictly by the numbers.
Yeah. And Cuomo and fucking de Blasio are beefing too, because de Blasio just wants to shut everything down. And Cuomo's like, no.
So Cuomo's like kind of being less of a punk out of the two of them now?
Well, he's like shut down the schools, but he's like, I don't want to just shut every single, like, de Blasio's literally like shut every single thing down. Like, in those.
Cuomo finally found someone who's a bigger pussy than he is. And so now he's being all tough Italian.
Well, that's not bad then. At least it's a good.
I don't know. Can you see that?
This is not the tattoos.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like not the first time we were renamed with numbers.
But this guy,
up zip codes.
Amazing.
This guy,
because your bagel restaurant's just getting shut down.
God willing, it won't be the last.
This guy up here didn't want to shut nothing down. He said he needs more evidence.
Who? Ford?
Ford. Yeah. He said he ain't gonna shut.
What's going
down.
On there?
I don't know. I mean, the corner opened again tonight, but I'm not doing spots, so I don't know anything else.
Tonight's a good opening?
Unpassed, I told you. But so anyways, me and Danny, we went to the restaurant and we hung out. And we went to the park with a bunch of people and whatever. And then this guy we know's girl went to the fucking take a like piss in the bushes. And then some like crazy dude came and tried to like grab her. And like, he's like, I'll wipe for you. And he was doing all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the thing, like,
JJ's so like, pumped.
She came back like crying. It was the whole thing.
Oh no!
And then we were saying that we were gonna send Danny out in disguise in like her clothes.
Yeah, because the other thing too is Ryan's fucking girl. She went first, and the guy did the same thing to her. So it was like now he did it to two people, and then I was like, "Give me your clothes," and then I was gonna like fucking put her clothes on and go take a piss. So then the guy like shows up, and he's like trying to like, "Can I wipe you?" And I'm just like, "Wrong guy.
You got the wrong girl."
Yeah.
I go, so she was crying, and you're saying, "Give me your clothes."
Well, the thing was, Danny was gonna do the South Park style, where like after he lets the guy do all the things, and then
exactly, yeah, I let him do everything. Yeah, busted. Like
after the guy's grabbing Danny's titties and stuff.
Yeah, he's fucking.
I got news for you.
Yeah, playing with my balls. And I'm like, jokes on you.
Those are a man's balls.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. Yeah, and her like stockings were all ripped and stuff because she had to like hop over a fence.
Yeah, the crazies have straight up taken over. I guess there's like one moral is that the crazies have taken over New York. Second moral is like, if you're like with a bunch of chicks, don't let them go pee in like a dark alley, covered in bushes in the middle.
Yeah, in the middle of Manhattan,
in the craziest area in New York. I think we all learned a lesson that day.
Yeah.
Danny was. I saw Danny on the earpiece though, talking to some of his people.
I go, we got another bogey.
Yeah, we got another bogey.
That's like the kind of thing too. Is like, because someone was like, "Should we?" I think maybe Johnny was like, "Should we like call the police?" And you're like, "Yeah." And then they're gonna be like, "Yeah, we know that guy." Like, what are you?
Oh, they wouldn't come, would they?
No, they would come hours later.
And then do what? It's like this wasn't, honest to God, from the sounds of it, it wasn't like it wasn't like a normal guy that's like a pervert.
No, it's like a crazy.
It was like a crazy homeless guy.
Yeah, which there's no end. Like, there's just fucking, there's tons of them.
Yeah. Apparently Trudeau's got them like living in hotels and stuff like that in Canada. And
that's not good enough for them.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, they're mad. And they deliver them beers and smokes.
all over Canada?
Yeah.
Well, at least in Toronto. I can't speak for any other place. I mean, beer and cigarettes. They'll deliver them anything. They get Uber Eats.
They're in hotels?
Yeah, they put them up in hotels.
They're in the hotel around the corner from us.
Which hotel is that?
The red brick one.
Right. Jarvis and... Yeah. Oh, that's a dump of a hotel.
Yeah, dude,
how good would that be to just say you're
homeless? I mean, I'm sure they're pumped. They're homeless and they're... Yeah. Dude, so are they all getting like CERB and stuff? Like if you're homeless, are you like, so you're like, here's fucking money. Then, this must be like the greatest era to be a homeless person possibly ever.
It's so crazy because like
it's like they won like a reality show or something.
But also you can't like evict them. So when it's over, you're gonna be like, you guys gotta go now, and they'll be like,
fuck
no.
Bond Place Hotel. I've like banged escorts there.
Not only they're invading the fucking parks. And they refuse to leave the parks now. So there's like tent cities in all the parks. And they're like trying to evict them because they're just like, no, you can't like blockade a fucking park.
Isn't Bellwoods like full of tents?
Yeah.
Bellwoods? Yeah.
No, like literally, no, not full. They're using the tents to block off big sections of it so that you could only walk through the path. And it's basically like the park area is now blocked off by tents and homeless people.
Like how many tents are, oh really? Cause when I was
in Trinity Bellwoods, I guess like 60 tents at the most at any one time.
Cause when I was here in July or in Toronto in July or whatever, there was like, I remember seeing like, there was like 20 tents and I was just like, well, I guess maybe because of COVID.
Well,
like,
now there's way more because they booted all the people who were under the Don and the Gardner. So they just like flooded into the parks. And so now they're suing and winning against the city, who is then going to have
who's their lawyer?
Exactly.
That's
a
like,
pro bono fucking shithead activist is cleaning the city's clock in the court and is going to literally like the homeless people are.
Female chick?
Who knows?
Chick?
Yeah, one of them female
the
kinds
just,
of chicks.
Won't the winter
Danny,
solve
Danny.
This problem?
Danny, this is exactly the thing. They're going to legally allow them to stay there. Then when they stay there and get sick and hurt and start to die, they'll be on public property and they'll sue the city.
Really?
Absolutely.
They already are organized.
Absolutely. The activist who's part of the lawsuit already said that if they don't make an effort to help these people through the winter, that they'll be launching another suit. So they're already saying like, hey, by the way, you have to let us stay here. You also have to change things and help us so that we can stay here through a Canadian winter.
Yeah,
and
but so they wanted them to weatherproof the park? I don't... what are their demands?
Basically that like they would have to provide whatever is necessary.
Like, yeah, you just have to give us a hotel?
No, they already have the option for a hotel.
Being homeless is
the
like
best
the
part.
Move right now.
Yeah.
This is the best part. They want to stay there and basically get like, no, buy us like winter grade Arctic camping gear.
They want Canada Gooses.
They literally camping gear, and they want the ability to like we should be allowed to have barbecues and fire pits and like erect permanent structures in the parks and everything.
What is the
like
basis
that.
For any of this? What is the
because of COVID, right? It's because they're like, we don't want to be indoors, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, and it's basically
shelters close.
No, the shelters again, like. Here's the thing is like the shelters were crazily fucked up in basically most of like Canada, because most of Canada is in the Canadian American border region between like Ontario and Quebec. And there was shitloads of immigrants and stuff coming in. All of the immigrants ended up in the homeless shelters because they came so quickly they couldn't get processed. So they would let them in, give them like amnesty, and then not have a place for them to stay. So they got into the homeless shelter. So all the homeless shelters are packed. They finally fixed them. All the homeless shelters are now super under capacity. They're ready for COVID because you can't have them jam packed in there. They're not ready for COVID during winter, but they are ready.
Wouldn't
for
this
like
sound like though it would be if this was JJ in his prime, where you just say, listen, you get $2,000 a month. You go to like, you know, go to the fucking tents, just run through fucking gay homeless ass.
Yeah.
Throwing around your CERB check to get big titties whenever you feel like.
No, it. JJ can't live in a tent
though.
You,
one time I hooked up with a homeless kid. Like I gave him like, he was like a, he looked like.
Careful, JJ. This is, but I gave him something like, this is borderline a crime.
Oh, really? Okay, so never mind.
Can't be picking up homeless kids.
Okay, he wasn't a kid. He was like,
JJ,
JJ, put your mouth that farther from the mic, if you don't mind. Yeah, that's good. Better podcasting etiquette. You want to be a foot and a half away from a condenser mic, as I believe the technical analysis.
So I was too close?
No, you were and nowhere near it.
So why would I want to be a foot and a half away?
Holy shit.
Like, what's this? I don't understand that.
Oh, sorry. Did I say a foot and a half? I meant four feet and a half. If you want?
Okay, dude, they'll put the mic down on the other side of the room.
That seems like you guys are being sarcastic.
Now, okay, so that was enough that you got it.
Stop it, JJ. Don't be ridiculous.
The 4 foot and the...
It clicked for you when we went to 4 feet. It clicked for you.
Yeah, and Patrick banging his head with the
microphone. So you were picking up homeless guys at...
I don't know what you're talking about.
And you're giving them money
nice
for services,
one,
right?
Nobody clammed them up.
No, I made a mistake.
So, no, it wasn't a
JJ,
crime.
Don't know. Nope.
JJ, let me check. I'll look it up.
The best part is
you said homeless kid.
Legal.
I didn't
you
mean
said
like a kid.
That's
like he was
what
like
I'm
a
saying.
20-year-old guy.
No, I just looked it up. It's actually perfectly legal, dude.
Oh, it's perfect. You know what?
Yeah,
we
it's not like
text.
A it's not like a restaurant you scammed out of a free meal. You can talk about this,
buddy.
Yeah,
exactly. I said that right on the show multiple times.
What?
Okay,
you're scamming
so
them?
You're picking up homeless kids. What is it like? Is it like the they just turned 18 sort of situation?
No, there's like I was like 25 and they were like 20 something.
Okay, so you're picking up the homeless kids. What happens next? Where are you bringing
just
them?
Just smelled too bad.
In the bin? Fucking
it was
them in
like,
the bin?
Oof, it was gross.
Gross.
In a, by the campfire and the dumpster?
No, we went... You know where Queens Park
romantic?
Is?
Yeah, more like yeah. Kings Park, though.
There's a shitload of them there, too.
Yeah, Queens Park's called Cocksucker Park.
It is when you're there.
But why?
Because
Queens
a lot of
it's not
Park
because, it's not
is a gay name for a park anyway. Get
I know.
It?
Yeah.
It?
I know, but it's not even because JJ's gay. It's because he goes there with the Italian bros, and they're like, this guy's a fucking cocksucker. Like,
man, we had another
oh,
Italian
cocksucker box.
When oh, like, JJ,
the guy who
well,
ran?
You call him fucking cocksucker park. This guy's a cocksucker. Is that true? Oh, JJ, you got a mask?
Oh, I didn't even know that. The guy who ran the bar yesterday, there was like six Italians on set, man.
Was that a lot?
Yeah.
A couple of Ginzos.
There was two Marks.
What were the ethnicities that you hit fucked the most?
How many Angelos were there?
No Angelos.
Angelo.
But although Synagoga did tell me when he went to Greece, he reached out to Mark to Angelo Sarukas for the best food spots.
Who's that again?
Angelo, right. The guy, the big Greek comic,
big huge Greek guy. I know him.
Yeah, yeah. You remember Sarukas? He came in for a fucking headline.
Yeah, remember
the corner.
He did the corner, and then there was Greek food too. Remember we were?
Oh,
just,
oh yeah,
and we
yeah,
were just eating all that
Sarukas,
Greek
all that Greek food.
Yeah, it was great. He's I was like, Joe just had all this extra Greek food.
Oh, that so was funny. Amazing. I was fed for like 3 days.
Yeah, I remember that guy. He was a big boy.
No, he still is a big boy.
I think he lost a lot of weight.
No.
I think he did, yeah. I think I saw someone put, like, maybe Russell Peters, because he's friends with all the people we know.
He's close with Russell.
Yeah, I think someone posted that he's, like, not skinny, but I think he's, like, not, like, on the cusp of death.
Not
like
skinny, not good skinny, not
green,
Danny.
Hold on, JJ, I'm just in the fucking omelet
like
chat here. People are asking if you could finish the story about you fucking the kid in the park.
Yeah, okay. In Cocksucker Park. AKA Queens Park.
Fucking Danny. Yeah. He lost a lot of weight.
Big boy.
Is that recent? Oh, I thought he did. No, I maybe gained it back. I thought he had.
So, JJ, what happened?
That's skinny in Danny's park? Books. You see Angelo Sarukas? He looks
the
like
fucking
an Adonis.
The fucking...
I mean, he's going to humiliate us, Ryan. I don't know what we're going to do.
I saw the local skateboarders grinding him. The guy's a rail, baby. this motherfucker, I thought I was gonna snort him the way he was looking.
Fucking Danny saw
you see
this.
Angelo these days, a strong breeze. He's fucking
no.
gone.
Yeah, maybe that's what I saw.
Danny saw some just random dude with Russell Peters.
Yeah,
he's like, Angelo
guy.
Lost weight.
It looks good.
Yeah, Danny likes to tell himself that story because he's like, there's hope for all of us.
Oh, by the way,
one day I'll be
Robinson.
An Angelo Sarukas type
oh, yeah,
figure.
Not. I remember seeing something. I don't know. Maybe you just put it all back on. Maybe it's someone else.
Misha loves Smokey Robinson. And I said, yeah, Smokey beat the shit out of women.
Every good man did.
No, but it's just funny.
Yeah. You're fighting about it, though?
Was I fighting about it?
Have you ever taken Misha on a stroll through Cocksucker Park?
No.
Hey, Misha, you want to go for a walk? Take the dogs to Cocksucker Park?
No.
He leaves her there?
Don't you notice we're not in the hat room?
Yeah, I do notice you're not in the hat room. Are you guys in a fight?
No, not in a fight.
No, JJ's at his house.
No, JJ's he's the opposite of a fight. He got promoted. you know, so he's allowed to leave. Back he's to, allowed to take his poker chips to the big room, the big boy.
So what happened
I'll
in the park?
I'll give you 30 minutes in the main room.
God, then people use
that
to
the
house?
Hot closet.
Yeah, yeah. JJ still has the green tape that you have when you move in, and he's lived there for 10 years.
Oh, really?
Look at
painters. The painter's tape.
He got his painter's tape.
It's literally been 8 years.
That's just that tape has been there for 8 years.
It says the number 820. That's the number.
JJ has painter tape.
Wait, there's writing on it?
Yeah, it's the number of the unit.
Oh my god! And you've never
taken that off.
Frankly, I thought it was part of the fucking design.
Decor? Yeah, you thought that was part of it? Just to remind you when you're in your bedroom what unit you're in?
It's a and modern, it's, yeah. Modern
and it's thing. Upside down, too.
That's kind of weird.
Hey, such well, is
Danny,
life.
Speaking of good men, Danny was telling, got me on The Men Who Built America, which is pretty good.
Where, oh, did you watch show? That? It's sick, huh?
I'm halfway through. I have some criticisms, but
where
I
is it? Where is it?
Show. Not enough diversity in
I
the show?
Gone. There was definitely no diversity. No, the FUBU guy's there. There's a few.
The man who built America. What's that guy? Damon Dash?
Yeah, he's whatever. There.
Or no, not.
Damon John?
Damon John.
No, but the funny part about it is that, like, because they had to make it into, like, a documentary. So they kind of need to, like, have their pivot points of everything's like, and that was when he knew he was gonna be bankrupt, and then like some, and then he got the phone
oh it
call
could have been half the length
business. But like the way that they spin it, they like they'll say that they'll be talking about Rockefeller, and it was like his fortune was gonna dwindle down to zero because like some little thing happened, and then he gets some phone call, it's like, and Rockefeller was back, and it was like, I don't think any of this stuff had that big of a deal on the like the trajectory of the Rockefeller.
I love how you call him Rockefeller. John D. Rockefeller.
The FUBU
Rockaware got, Rockefeller.
The Rock.
FUBU guy got me in. But the
one of those Rockfellas.
They did. They make that Frick guy a real bad guy.
Oh, yeah. The Frick with the Vanderbilt with, dude?
No, he Vanderbilt? Didn't work with Vanderbilt. He worked with the guy who has Carnegie. So Carnegie Hall. That yeah, guy, he worked with this guy Frick, and they had people that unionized to,
and then they just like shot them all, and they're like,
I mean, it did
a gun
really,
battle
really,
in the lot is pretty crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they did really make it seem like you're like, oh, they treated these people bad. They had these like 8 hour days, and they just said, hey, we're turning it into 12 hour days, and we're lowering your wages, and you're doing 6 hours a week now. And they just like the boss just came in and said that. And then the Frick guy just like intimidated them and stuff. And then basically they like tried to strike, and then they just hired a militia to come shoot them all.
Yeah. The Pinkertons actually, they hired the Pinkertons. To literally just
the
come
good old days.
They just like kill a bunch of employees or whatever.
That's where I was like, yesterday. Pinkerton snack bar. Highly
and
recommend
it. Making so insane. Can you imagine working in like a steel factory for 12 hours, 6 hours, 6 days a week
in like
your life, your 18, fucking life
in like, yeah, I don't know. What year was it? Like 1900, basically 19.
You're literally, yeah, like ding, bing, boom, bing. There's fire everywhere.
It was like before safety standards.
That's actually
pretty
accurate, that ding, bang, boom, bing.
That's what it sounds like.
Did you watch the whole thing, right?
I'm getting close to done. I got to like Edison and that.
That stuff's cool. I never knew. There's so much of that stuff I didn't like. The JP Morgan basically just like.
I didn't know JP
Morgan. He's like, I found this kid, Thomas Edison, who's got this thing called electricity.
Yeah. We didn't know that was a guy even. I just thought it was a bank name.
The nurse.
Is that also, are they all the banks like people's name? Like is Chase Bank a guy named Chase Bank?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, first name Chase, last name Bank.
They, Nurse bank Ratched's America, pretty good like, too.
Yeah, that's the other one that I watched too.
Nurse Ratched, what about Interstellar with McConaughey? I haven't seen that. It's on Netflix.
What's a movie?
It's fine.
Yeah. And then the Black Klansman's pretty good too. I watched.
Ooh, piece I hated, of shit.
I really? Can't imagine Patrick like that it. One already.
Yeah. Stupid ass piece of shit.
Too much Spike. Black, not enough Klansman.
It's true.
Is that Spike Lee though? Spike Jones.
Yeah,
it was
false advertising. I call it
Spike Jones.
I didn't know that was Denzel Washington's son.
How good would that be if they messed it up and they just accidentally hired Spike Jones for one of the huge new Black movies? You know what I mean? Like they did. They were doing a bio.
He's kind
of
hip though.
Martin Luther King.
I was gonna say it might end up being Spike good.
Jones. Yeah, but it'd be definitely a different flavor. That's for sure.
But he actually looks like a comedian I know, and I didn't want to say that because then I say all
who?
People. Well, I don't want to say because then
Sterling.
Okay, cool.
I've talked to Sterling about this. He's literally looks exactly like David. Dude,
I had to stop.
I've had this conversation with Sterling.
I had to stop the movie.
You look exactly like him. And he goes, yeah,
identical. I had to stop the movie and
Wikipedia. I thought it maybe was Sterling.
It was 100% Sterling.
Did that LOL Kevin Hart deal land him in like a fucking Spike Lee movie?
I'm
not comfortable with JJ and Danny just talking about how all black guys look alike.
No. This is like they look like little.
It's
little
insane.
Twins.
Justify it all you want, but I think we're getting canceled on this.
No, I see them because that's what they're doing. That's how it starts, and then now they're like fetishizing black Klansmen. Like, oh, it was such a good movie. It's condescending to hear them talk about it. Crappy. Oh, they're very good
very crappy
films.
It's very
condescending to hear the way you guys talk about black films.
Yeah, if you see the new Tenet one, they could go back in time. Apparently,
I love black films. Fucking all the Tarantino movies.
So for what it's worth, this season of Buffet Buds, we only have out of the seven shoots or six shoots, we only have two minorities. So hopefully that puts us on the map.
Who's the minorities? You and
we had Joey Harlem in the first episode for Adamson Barbecue, and then
imagine an Asian counting as a minority.
And then we had an animal a work hustler.
Wow.
An animal. Oh,
one of those animals. JJ, even I don't talk like that.
Yeah.
His work ethic. He's an
You're
animal.
Patrick blush.
I keep myself in a hole. I love it. And then we had at Parallel Brothers, the Middle Eastern, we had a nice, good old.
Saying you don't have minorities, like you mean there's like the people who own the, like who you duped?
It's
so basically,
are
you saying it's harder to dupe minorities into giving you free food for no reason than it is white
JJ's
people?
JJ's just doing his Joe Biden. Like, no, black kids are just as smart and good at movie making as white kids.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you have a fucking solid thesis there.
JJ, I like your liberal like racism when you're just watching black Klansmen clapping in your own bed. Like, good for them. Like, honestly, that is so good. I'm going to write him a good review. Just so smitten with himself because he's part of the solution.
Are movie theaters open in Toronto, by the way?
Yeah. You have to wear masks, though.
Have you guys seen Tenet?
No, is it amazing?
No, but I have friends.
Everybody
who
says it's like insane.
When's it's basically an hour and a half of like an incredibly bizarre, hard to follow thing, followed by like the last hour of like, I've heard it's genuinely some of the best payoff and some of the best action
really
since Inception. So if you didn't like Inception, this is probably worse, much worse. I loved Inception, one of my favorite movies that's been made in the last like 20 years.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to watch a movie in New York for fucking ever.
When's your gay-ass fucking premiere going to open up the border so we can come back?
Oh, never.
It's
never, Trudeau. Never, never.
You
it's
can't come back?
Not without quarantine
Trudeau.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just forever?
Until there's a vaccine. And you'll have to have proof that you got vaccinated. Yeah. For traveling across the border, you could still fly, but the quarantine thing is that shit's not going away without the vaccine.
It's just a self-isolation.
And even then, I think they'll find another reason to make the restrictions fucked up.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. I don't want to quarantine for 2 weeks. That's the whole issue from...
I don't know.
So how do they do movie theaters then?
We don't. I'd love to go to a movie. We can't.
Dude, Regal just announced they're closing fucking every one of their theaters. Like, they're just going out of business. I mean.
So what about the restaurants?
Have they opened up the, like, jerk-off movie theaters?
I don't know.
I'd love to see that lobbyist, like, that dude in a fucking dirty suit going down to fucking Queen's Park. Be like, I have to,
What do they call
them? Nasty comb over?
I think they're just called adult theaters.
No.
Yeah, but I don't know of any of them that are actually like theater style.
Yeah. No. I've been in some of them that they're actually like they're
what
small
year?
Theater. Like, think of a home theater.
What year was this?
Yeah, like a home movie theater.
Yeah, exactly. Home movie theater.
I'm picturing.
We
like
couldn't
a
fit more than two people in them comfortably. Anyways, they met
no,
there's
no,
like
no, no.
luxury
there's pretty,
booths.
Dude, there's pretty fucking sophisticated. Man, I'll tell you.
Oh, you're telling me.
Yeah.
Sophisticated.
There's a couple like there was one I remember when we were in Lincoln, Nebraska. They had the private booths, but you couldn't close the door. So
yeah, but this is like 20 years ago. We're talking about now.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Like are there any now?
Bruce obviously we know song.
Yeah, like obviously we know these used to exist.
No, because when I was checking last week while we're talking about Zorba's Arizona, where I used to go to get the flashlight, they're still open and they have a private booth area.
Weird.
Individual private.
To watch movies.
Oh, to meet people, to hook up and have unprotected gay sex.
Oh, gotcha. When I was a kid, I was always in the impression, because there was one in downtown Hamilton near Cops Coliseum or whatever.
Yes, like, yes, I've been there before.
There wasn't that one. I remember the
basement.
That one. I never went into it, but right. I thought that was just for guys to just go jack off. I didn't know that was a gay thing.
Gay thing.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And also for guys to go jack off.
I thought, but that was before porn was like easily accessible.
Saying that. He's dicking.
He didn't know. He's never been.
This is a gay thing now.
Oh, this is a gay thing, is it?
You're like that fat chick who says she doesn't eat. I don't eat. I don't understand.
Well, anyways, yeah, the Men Who Built America, they the whole AC/DC thing was quite the fucking war they were going back and forth between. They kind of make people. The one thing I was noticing while I was watching this whole series, I go, I don't know what actually happened. It just seemed like they kept going back. And you know what I mean? They're like Edison. They make him like this piece of shit. Then they kind of make the other guy good. And they go back and forth on who's good and who's bad. And they kind of make Carnegie good and the Frick guy bad. But they're clearly like partners. It's very hard to follow what the actual happened based on that.
Yeah, I would always just say like err on whoever like lived longer and did better. Probably actually did win, but was a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. And yeah. The guy who lost probably was never as bad as they say. The bad guy is never, ever as bad as they say. And the good guy is never as good. That's what I was just saying. Like any historical narrative.
Yeah.
Also, I'm like, you know, think of the guys who are like, everything in New York is named after fucking these people. Like, not even just New York, like everywhere in America. Like, fucking.
I'm surprised.
Vanderbilt,
when I was watching.
They were the industrialists in the industrial era in the world's foremost industrial power.
Yeah. They literally built it. Like, they did literally just like build the whole fucking country. It's crazy.
And that country was the model for the modern world.
The funniest thing, too, is Rockefeller like went on the run or whatever when he was like super old. I don't know.
What?
Actually, maybe you didn't get to that part. It might be at the end of it.
There's lots of things that they did where they were like, they started wars in other countries and shit.
Rockefeller
like that.
Got like, he had like antitrust lawsuits or whatever, and he like lost. And then he like, I forget, he got a fine or something, and he like wouldn't like abide by it. And he had to basically like go on the lam. And then like, I think his like daughter got married.
Dude, he lent money to the government. It was like, I saw when they lent money to the government, I was like, oh, this doesn't seem like the start of
Are those guys still around? Like,
none of them have died.
Alan Greens, wait, the original Rockefeller is still alive?
Well, no, I meant his family.
The families, of course.
Yeah, of course.
That Alan Senator. Greenspan guy kept, like, he was really old, and the guy who was a federal...
Oh, Trump's in it, too, actually. Trump's
in it. Trump's pretty good in it, actually, but...
Trump genuinely is the reason that New York got brought back when it was fucked up the most recent time.
Well, they said he fucked up AC, though. They said Trump fucked up AC somewhat.
Yeah, probably. Casinos fuck up almost everywhere that there's poor people.
Like he just fucked it up. Like he moved
fucked up
it,
what?
Like by him making Trump towers in Atlantic City.
Okay.
Like they said,
but I heard Atlantic City was a dump before that.
Like, oh, dude,
it was. That's what I mean. It's like, how are you going to pin that on Trump? One of like nine casinos that fail in a 5-year period, and Trump's is the only one that people want to talk about.
It's like fucking dumb.
What's the conspiracy theory with Trump? Is it just like he literally got COVID and beat it in 2 days because he's such a boss? Or is
he had it beforehand, and that they timed it so that they could say, look, he caught it on Friday. He was back at work on Monday.
But how did he do the debate with it? Wouldn't he have to get tested for the debate?
They're saying he lied about
tested
it.
Tested by who?
Well, no, he didn't get
a
tested.
A third party?
I don't know. I'm picturing
the
like
US
a boxing
government.
Thing. I'm picturing the boxing thing like they do a weigh-in.
No.
What I think honestly Trump is that he may well have gotten this already before once, and that time they were not that they were tighter with their shit, and they didn't allow the positive test to get disclosed. Whereas this time they just fucked up and allowed it to get disclosed. Or what I think is more likely true. That he had it, they knew it's like, okay, we'll just monitor this. Now
is
we know
really
for sure
for
that
him,
it's
though. What? How did
no,
this?
JJ,
his
just
breathing
let me finish.
Was really labored, though.
That's not true.
Danny
not
did look
true.
Like that. I agree with you, Danny.
It's,
I agree.
House, he's mainlining CNN.
Yes, it's crazy when you talk about watching 60 minutes. It's just like
But it's a video I watched. Like, what do you mean? I saw him labored breathing. I like, it's clearly like, I dude.
Would
I
you have watched
myself.
The video without the narrative and said like, yeah, that's labored breathing for an overweight 74-year-old? And is it the one that he just walked up the stairs?
You take
after?
That
I
back,
mean,
Patrick.
I don't know, man.
No, he's not.
I have asthma myself. Like, I know like what it looks like normal breathing. Like, or dude, it's not the same if you're like. Airways closed versus you're like tired from walking up steps. It's not the same thing. Like, it's just.
But it did look like he was like kind of struggling though. I agree with
like
you.
He was like he was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
I agree with you.
Really
like there was like a lung thing.
It's like
exactly the same as when. When he was talking the first time he was in the blue suit when he talked after he went to Walter Reed, it did look like, and I'm like totally unbiased, but it did look like he was literally fighting a little bit to get it out. A clean
is this when he, when he said, fuck it, mask off?
You think
no. This
it?
Was right away. This was like right away.
When he first had it, maybe, yeah. But it's just like since he's gotten out of the hospital.
Oh, he's fine. Dude, like he's the president. The amount of people who are like, oh my God, I can't believe he's getting like this treatment. You're like, he's the president of the United States. Like, you don't think he's going to get like literally the best, like
my mom
fucking,
said that.
Like, sure. People can't,
oh,
dude,
Trump gets good treatment and we don't get the.
Yeah, like, you go, oh, he paid $750 in taxes and he's getting this great treatment. You're like, he's the the most powerful man in the world.
Yeah, he's literally our leader.
Dude, did you see they showed his fucking hospital room in Walter Reed or whatever? And there was like, he has like a desk and a kitchen and people are like, I can't believe this. My grandmother died in a hallway. And you're like, he's the president. What are you
talking about? Your grandmother
doesn't
have like four peace deals and
he's
built
the president.
300 like, kilometers of wall.
The amount of people who
fuck
are like
your grandmother.
But it's like the amount of people who are like, yeah, like the president and my grandmother should get the same treatment, regardless of whether it's March or October. It should be identical. He also got those fucking synthetic antibodies, too.
I love it.
Pretty crazy.
He's fucking Super Saiyan like, Trump now.
But it's not even that. It's like once they basically figure out the synthetic antibodies thing, like it's kind of over. They don't even need the vaccine. Like
that's why it's
a
good thing.
Point.
This is nothing but good for him. If the debate was bad, which I'm not willing to acknowledge, this has completely recovered from
it. Is this good for him? Is it really? Yeah. Why?
I don't know, man.
Because bitches will have sympathy for him because he was sick. And
didn't see a lot of sympathy online.
No, of course not. No, of course not.
I was obviously tweeting about this already, but like not this specific one. I saw this chick that she posted, like a fucking straight up like woke justice chick posted, she was like, Twitter is now getting mad at people for wishing him death. Wishes do not cause death. The people need to separate the two. And is like, look up three tweets up where you're like telling people they should be canceled because they made the fucking wrong thing. And I was like, man, it was the most perfect one.
Wishes do not cause this.
Now do all of the other things, you stupid idiot.
Yeah, people are so fucking stupid.
That's why it's so easy to maneuver into their like to go against their own positions within 10 seconds.
Yeah, but that's why you can't give them any regard anymore. And it's just like, fuck them. Can't pretend like there's
any
real or legitimate.
Or
yeah, it's just like no.
Shut
we
up.
Exactly.
I'm not. That's,
don't get to participate in this anymore.
I'm not talking about your. I'm not taking your criticisms valid because there's coming from a 2-year-old.
It's not even fun to squash like Ben Shapiro style these like 3-year-old retards who have like not developed or really thought through any of these things that they again like they feel like they would die over this stuff. They have not spent more than like 10 or 15 minutes silently thinking about any of this shit that's going on in their head. So it's just like, fuck off. I don't care. That's why it's great when Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies to twist the knife in, because you can justify that from the other side. Certainly the other side can, whereas they can't really from this side. It's just like this screaming, reaction.
So the Ruth Bader Ginsburg thing was the exact same thing the other way, like a fucking week before. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. They were flipping out for people making the wrong thing. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, it was a week before. It's the exact same thing.
So I would just go like, she's a baby murderer. That's why it's different.
Oh, here we go.
That's all I would say. But at least
I can't
like,
wait till Patrick has quintuplets. With a whore. Patrick has quintuplets with the whore.
Never gonna happen.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope you're enjoying the episode. Do us a quick favor. Take a screenshot of your phone right now. Go into Instagram. Post it to your story. Tag at Fuckonomics Pod, at Danny Jokes, at Ryan Long Comedy. It'll only take 10 seconds. You'll be doing us a huge favor. Now, back to the episode. Enjoy.
God is on my side.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So is he winning or is he losing? What's the truth?
No, he's losing. He's losing badly. Trump technically.
In the, really? The betting odds have him as a pretty big underdog, but that doesn't
really.
Technically speaking, he is way worse off than he was with Clinton. So let's just assume that the polls are like as
and that
wrong
was pretty
as
close
last
anyways.
Time. He's still fucked.
Betting odds are like, I think 65-35.
So he has no chance now.
No. Yeah,
dude, a 35% chance is a pretty good chance. You play poker. Like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
The guy whose like whole life is fucking like odds. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How often does a one in third chance happen?
I don't know. I'm going to put the mic 4 feet away and try it again.
JJ, also imagine if you just asked everybody what their cards were and you didn't have to tell them. So the guys who have like a flush or like four kings or whatever, they just say like, yeah, I got two pair. That's what happens when you ask conservatives who they're voting for.
Okay. So you think there's a lot of people.
So
you think there's a lot of people who are not telling the truth.
Huge amounts.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be closer. It's going to be close.
Yeah, exactly. They changed the Overton window so much. It is so clear that, like, why as a conservative or right wing or Republican person, why would you openly talk about your political beliefs or disclose them to a stranger?
Especially if you're working like in the city and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. It's like, you don't know who you're talking to when these pollsters come in. You don't, there's only consequences for one side if you give the wrong answer.
Do you think it would be good if you could get the like a campaign where they think that you should have to disclose your political campaigns before you have sex with someone? Because all the people were saying that you shouldn't have to disclose. Get them to say that you should have to disclose.
Bumble or Tinder might do that eventually.
Yeah, that you have to disclose your political opinions and then like get them on a campaign that like men should have to disclose before gay sex.
Yeah.
Like, sure. Is there going to be another debate or not anymore?
There's going to be a debate. And that's one of the other things that they could position for now.
I would like Trump better if he did something like come out and just like flex, like give up like a
two. Yeah,
that's what the mask off was. That was literally
what did
like,
he do with the mask off?
He came back from the hospital. He comes up the back stairs.
The mask off
he gets on the balcony like fucking Mussolini.
Really? Like, I gotta watch this.
Yeah, he did.
Patrick loves Trump now.
And he looks around. He's like thinking, and he's like, "Fuck it, mask off." Takes his mask off, even though he's still hit positive tests.
But he went inside and then he came back because he's like making a campaign video, so then he went he went inside or whatever and then he had to come back out for like the vid, like just have him like walking out or whatever.
So you're saying it was basically like The Rock throwing off his elbow pad?
Yes.
Nice. I love that shit.
It was like Saddam firing his gold-plated gun from the balcony after they had pushed the Americans out the first time or survived the Americans the first time. Just fucking glorious. Yeah. That is why I'm still pretty confident in the end he's gonna I think win legitimately and still maybe very possibly.
He had an interesting move. He had an interesting move today. Thanks actually. Yeah, with the basically where he's like there's no stimulus or whatever, and he's like,
that's
you just vote for
up.
Me.
That's a bad fuck up.
I mean, it cost me a fucking fortune.
Why
do
the stock
you
market
be...
tanked?
Yes.
Like he basically just like, oh, but again, I don't, he's like, he doesn't, the stock market's his whole thing. So he's going to do something tomorrow to make it go back up.
But also it's fucking stupid in terms of like the dynamic of like, why would conservatives keep choosing or Republicans or right wing people? Why would you keep choosing to be the party who's not giving free shit to your base?
Yeah.
Like, what is the point
of just
not
to be like vote? He's like, yeah, just vote. We're going to like wait till after the election and then like, yeah, just vote for me and I'll get you. But like, you're going to get
why
the money
do that
regardless,
when the Democrats,
though.
If the Democrats were in power, they would juice their base with so much fucking money that they would be like, yes, we got our back.
It does seem like that's the future of politics is, you know, like
of course,
eventually they're going to switch where it's just literally like every person coming out and just promising you more stuff than the other guy.
But that's what it actually is already. Yeah. And one side
Trudeau,
is...
That was Trudeau's entire thing.
It's explicit in Canada. In Canada, you could literally just say, like, I am going...
Although
like,
it didn't necessarily work because the Andrew Yang was like, I'm legit going to give you straight up cash. And
it didn't work in the United States. We're going to see Trudeau is literally running on UBI in this election. So
wait, is there an election called? We were actually talking
about but they're going to eventually have to force
confident,
one.
Like, are they going to do a confidence vote or whatever?
If the conservatives don't eventually hit them with a no confidence vote basically before Christmas, it'll show that the conservative guy, Aaron O'Toole, is not going to make a serious run for the PM.
Has 0% chance of being
exactly. It's a 0% chance. So that's what the talk is they'll basically not do it. I'll let the election happen when it's supposed to happen eventually. Throw it so that they could spend time sort of like shoring up their resources, because they're basically thinking at this point, like, we can't really run against Trudeau. He's almost untouchable. Yeah. Like, he's really unbeatable.
That guy's gonna just be there forever, dude. Like,
if Trudeau makes the decision,
because the conservatives are gonna come out and just be like, you know, we just think that we should go back to normal and blah, blah, blah. And maybe balance the budget out a little bit. And they're going to be like, you're a fucking racist. And they're going to be like, no, I'm not.
I think you shouldn't get a free shit. It's like, he's also a Nazi. It's like, what do you got in the left? Where do you go from there, stupid?
Yeah.
Did Trudeau get COVID? Do they know if he got it or not?
I remember
his wife was positive.
Exactly. It's not the same thing here. Yeah. They don't test him every single day or anything like that. There's no sort of
not that essential.
Justin Trudeau is not like the enemy of any media, like even conservative media in Canada.
He seems like he's been doing good.
They like him. So like, why would once his wife tested positive,
dude, CBC,
why would the
like,
Canadian media
up.
Be like, we gotta know if Trudeau got
I was more just
gotta know
I was they more just like, curious oh,
please let him be okay please.
But yes. You know how much crazy it is that like the CBC straight up like runs stuff in support of a candidate, like
it's a political wing of the party.
But think about how crazy it is to have like a Canadian broadcast corporation that fucking is in support of one of the candidates. Like, that's so fucking corrupt.
But even when like Harper was in power, like they're still like not supporting like who was in power. It's
that's what I said. Not a part of the government.
Yeah,
it's part of one party, which
is
the Liberal Party.
That?
Yeah, it's insane.
That's
insane though.
But it's the same thing as the Democrats and CNN. And
yeah,
I would
that's
honestly
not
say
owned
that,
by the fuck. It's not paid for by taxpayers.
Oh, true. Yeah. But PBS is obviously. I mean, it's borderline communist propaganda, but it's so unpopular relative to the other ones.
Yeah,
where CBC is actually more popular than everything except
for
CTV.
And it's like supports a party. It's like fucking bonkers.
I would say a lot of like left wing authoritarian states, they love their media. Right wing ones get embarrassingly mocked for their state media propaganda. Whereas like the left stuff is like people go like, they clap their hands and be like, oh, it's art. This is good journalism.
It's wild, dude. I'm glad the year doesn't have that. But more importantly than that is Bill Burr came and ran his SNL monologue yesterday at the Stand.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was really fucking sick,
dude. So we did the
I'm
thing.
Looking forward to that.
Pretty cool.
He went fucking
hard.
I have to watch SNL for work.
So
where is he doing
nice.
It?
Dude,
in front of no audience?
We were just hanging out, and then eventually they're
I think they have an audience.
Bill Burr is going to run by, and he showed up with Pete Davidson and fucking ran like the 7 minutes in front of like not a particularly like no, they hadn't been watching comedy. It was a podcast. And then everyone was like about to leave and they're like, no, don't leave. Like, sit back down. And it just came out like with no stage or anything and just ran the 7 minutes. And like,
and it was
you know what? I literally heard at the end of Legion of Skanks, they didn't cut all the mics, and I heard Big J go, everybody stay in your seats.
Yeah.
There's something, and then it just cuts off.
That's
that must have been what it was.
And he was killing?
Cool.
Yeah, it was really good. Course, but it was aggressive more than it was killing. It was
about
like,
what?
Oh, he was haranguing
and
attacking?
Like sworn, I think we're like sworn to secrecy or something.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't actually know, but they were like, no photos, no talking.
No, we didn't do it. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to tell his bits, but on a podcast.
He just talked about white guy plight stuff.
Oh, so it was good.
I don't know. Stuff
I don't
like
him as a spokesman for the whites.
Yeah, he wasn't like he wasn't being a spokesman for the whites.
No, I wasn't.
Any white engaged
not with that black.
Honestly, I'll tell you what, Patrick's not gonna like love his takes, but I'm telling you, like for an SNL monologue, this is pretty fucking aggressive.
Good. Like, hold on. Even when Chappelle says gay ass shit that's wrong, and like just like racist black nonsense, it's just like when he kills, I still acknowledge it, and I just go like. Yeah, all that shit is wrong, but it's still a funny joke. It's like, I think right-wing people do fuck that up more often. Like, Nick DePaul was way worse at, like, getting his politics into a joke than the average, like, lefty kind of guy. But I think, again, it's like, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to have to watch it for work. It's so like,
it was more like the Louis monologues, where whatever you think of it, was like, oh, shit, he's saying this on SNL. Like, that was the fucking...
That was just gonna say.
Like, you think like all the
Louis
writers
stuff was all pretty brilliantly funny though.
Well, this
the pedophile stuff and the gods.
No, this was good. This was really good. But like, course, you think like there's all these writers, like all these writers on SNL who are probably like need fucking therapy after just being on set with him for a week. They're like,
the writers, half the cast,
or even half the cast. They're like, he's making this workplace unsafe. They're all like those kind of. They're like, this workplace is unsafe with these kinds of ideas.
Like, I wonder what like it's like over there. Like, if there is any of that, the writers actually being like this Bill Burr. Like, is there an uproar? Like, I wonder. If that's an issue,
but oh, by definitely. The way, Nick DiPaolo's going hard.
What?
DiPaolo's going hard.
DiPaolo's a straight up pundit for fucking. Like, he's a Fox.
Yeah, he's a right wing pundit. Yeah,
yeah.
He's a conservative right wing political podcaster.
Yeah, he's.
I love how JJ uses the podcast to go on Twitter for like the first time in the
week. How did you know?
I don't love like when you listen to someone and it's like 10 out of 10 times you always predict what they're going to say.
Oh, you know exactly what he's going to say.
It's just like, I don't know. It's like, you know, when you go on and you're like, and it's not like, I know obviously if you talk about Black Lives Matter, you know that someone like you like, okay, obviously he's not going to like it, but it's like, sometimes they don't add anything else to the conversation either. It's just like, they're the worst.
So you have two. Yeah, exactly. You have two. I think you really have two different options there. It's like you can be like the preaching to the choir guy, or you could like, again, so if like Nick were to eventually just go like standard right wing shit, you know, Israel's got too much influence here. Boom. No more fans. Fucks up his Patreon. Ruins so much shit. Like, you can't actually have
fans care like that.
Right wing people, of course. If you have a contrary, like, right opinion to like Con Inc. type people, like, yeah, you'll lose
they
all
like
the money.
Both sides, they like the person that's like down the middle with all the opinions. Yeah. And if it like it's because it's for stupid people, right?
Yes.
Like, they didn't. So it's like
Nick is doing the money making thing. Like legit and just be like, actually, this right wing or conservative person is wrong in this instance and make less money.
Yeah.
So it's like 100%. Nick is like semi-retired in Atlanta, or not in Atlanta,
Long Island.
No.
Oh, he moved.
He lives in the South.
No, he was living in Long Island for a while.
Yeah, for, I mean, most of his life.
Was that the last time you were on Twitter?
Once he left Boston.
No, he was, because I opened for him.
There is.
I don't believe you, by the way.
There's way more money, I guess, if you want to be a puppet. That's probably.
Yes, man. That's what I mean. It's like you could make way more money by going on Fox News and shilling for basically like corporations.
You're shilling, yeah.
And the war machine and everything like that.
I'll tell you what, if I was going to do that, it would be at 60. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I mean is like.
If I was going to do that, it would be when I was 60.
He apparently had enough money to retire and is
right,
now
he moved to Georgia. Why? To really embrace the
It's where his wife's family is from.
Is your thing on a delay?
Why?
I think so honestly,
are you just getting like everything we're saying 10 seconds later than we're saying it?
What do you mean? Am I on a delay?
JJ, you're interrupting with
JJ's
things that were
brain's
said
on a
10
delay.
Minutes earlier.
JJ's brain's on.
No,
we're like, yeah, he lives in Georgia, and then he goes, he lives in Georgia. He does. We're like, yeah, we went over that.
Right. JJ, you even interacted the first time we brought
that up.
Do
you guys
want
to talk about this Me Too movement?
Yeah, let's talk about that decade-old thing.
That new Me Too movement?
Yeah.
Okay, continue on the right wing approach.
JJ would have fucking liked, if this is the kind of things you would have been seeing if you had not, instead of being locked in your house and there, you would have been hanging out, you would have been watching Bill Burr live in the flesh instead of being blackballed from the corner.
Yeah, totally.
Blackballed from the last place you could ever do comedy.
Blackballed from a hole in the wall that is like at war with a club around the corner.
Yeah, that's where they moved, literally right around the corner.
That's so funny. You haven't even seen the club? I guess not. You won't even go there.
Wasn't. Yeah.
JJ, that, so you left Yuck Yuck.
Do you think maybe? Yeah, do you think maybe there's like a there's an invite in the mail?
What's that?
I was gonna say maybe you think there was an invite for you in the mail and it just got lost.
Must have been.
Maybe he screwed up your postal.
Must have been. You would think old Salty would be invited, but.
Do you think this new club they're trying to have good comics or something?
I don't know.
Do you think they have some weird new policy where they want people to do
the
good?
Killers, the savages,
no walkouts.
They were looking for people who take prisoners. They couldn't handle any no prisoner takers.
That'd be so good if they went to like they have no room for the prisoners. They fucking went to a comedy club and then like the person's like, oh, the corner's opening up again. First night, JJ, you fucking piece of shit. They're like, still, huh? Really? Didn't get that part figured out?
Huh?
No, still not taking prisoners, huh? Not even considering taking a few prisoners after all this, huh?
People show up in prisoner outfits. They would like to take
us. No. Oh, I forgot I wouldn't be taken prisoner here. Right. Well, hey. Yeah, that's on us, because they had said.
I saw Comedy Bar actually got a fucking, they had someone with COVID there or whatever.
Yeah, because the fucking open micers hang out there.
COVID? Who doesn't have COVID? Like,
no, but they had to like actually
people
like,
have COVID.
But they had closed. To like post. Yeah, they had to like close
they didn't
down.
Have
like,
to. The... They chose to.
No, exactly. It's because some.
Yeah, they don't
fucking
have to. Yeah.
That's the funny thing is if people were actually doing that properly, you would shut down everything based on their own standards because it's literally just people who are stupid enough to go like, hey, yeah, I did test positive for COVID. I was here. And then all of a sudden everybody gets fucked.
Yeah, they sort of self-rat each other out.
But if people were actually doing that to the full extent, you would literally shut down every single place.
You just never leave your house. Yeah, you just never leave your house.
Also, like, the idea that, like, you're going out to a comedy club, like, you have to think there's a potential somebody might have it. Like, it's part of the equation. Like,
well, they just shut down the one of the two
rooms. Oh, my God,
rooms.
Someone had it? Like, it's... But yeah,
it's you're probably right. It's probably irrelevant to either you shut the whole thing down or you don't shut down either.
Like nobody is like super worried about COVID going out to a comedy show right now. Like if they're so concerned about it.
Or strip
like,
clubs or bars or any of these things. The school is the only one that where it's like even you could possibly justify the nervousness, except if it wasn't like so many things saying like kids don't get it. They rarely spread it. It's almost never bad. There's no real reason
and
to be doing this shit anymore.
Yeah. Apparently with the schools too, it's like, it's all over the map. Like my friend, like he basically has two kids and his daughter, like she went to school and she basically like, she coughed and the teacher like sent her home.
No.
But then his son, he's had a runny nose for the last 4 months. And he's like, that teacher doesn't give a shit.
There's a bunch of that in Toronto. So there was stuff where it was like literally like the kid, you know, like the thing where you breathe in and it gets like a little phlegmy and you sort of like have that phlegmy cough. That caused an entire cohort to get all sent home. Mm-hmm. And then a few days later, they were just like, yeah, you'd have to have two symptoms now for us to send this home. It's
well,
just like,
there's no
holy
standard for
shit. Well, no, there's 9,000 standards for
I'm saying there's no standard to like, but he's basically being like, I expected my son to get sent home for having a runny nose every day. And he's like, that teacher doesn't care. So he never gets
well,
sent
no,
home.
They literally changed that. I think that, well, it's possible.
This was maybe a few weeks ago I talked to him.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Because they just changed it last week. They just changed it to saying like, you know what, from now on, if you have the sniffles and stuff like that, just stay home for like 24 hours. And if your symptoms go away, you're fine. Like, we can't get tests for every fucking kid that just goes like
some kids have the sniffles all the time.
Yes, some literally booger kids.
Yeah, like they have it all the time. You're like, what, they just can't like go to school?
That's what some people think. I get it. It's a lot of like nervous mothers.
Yeah,
it's the women again, eh?
Broads, JJ.
Yeah,
broads.
Women.
Broads.
Stupid holes. Well, I was getting a massage from one today, and she was just massaging me, talking about just getting an IUD and put it in.
From what massage? What girl?
Oh, dude, I posted on Instagram. She's hot as fuck.
Wait, where you went to go massage place today?
Yeah.
Where?
Asian?
No, I need massage. She does private homes.
So you invite some girl, she comes to your house and does a massage?
No, I go to her place.
How much?
$100 for the hour, and she's out. She's
so
honestly.
You just lie there. Do you take your shirt off?
Who, me or her?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, yeah. I take my shirt off. Got my cock to my left.
Do you legitimately have your shirt off?
Yeah, I'm like almost totally naked.
I can't believe you've never had a massage, Ryan.
You've never had like a proper massage?
So you go to his place, you get naked, then you just lie there and get the massage?
Yeah.
And she was telling you
that's how a massage works.
She's telling
you. The IUD part, I don't know about.
Yeah, no, that's literally fucking horrible. That would make me sick to my stomach.
No, because she's a good friend with Misha. She's a good friend with Misha. That's why. But I found
it. So you can't tell her to shut up.
You're like naked at your chick's like friends that was getting a massage.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And then
you're asking for
just talking about the IUD.
No, Misha, never mind. Misha is so confident. She could not be less worried.
Yeah, I literally tell her that. I said to her, you think you're the only fucking one who wants this D?
And she goes, yes. Yeah, for some reason.
You posted a
photo. Misha's unwell.
Yeah, for some fucked up reason, yes.
Is like she hot?
Someone hurt her badly.
See, wouldn't you want to get a massage from her, Ryan?
What a weird little thing. It's like...
She's hot though, right?
Did you put that in the group, JJ?
No, I put it on my Instagram.
I looked at his story.
She's hot.
Is she hot?
Yeah, yeah.
Your whole Instagram is like her giving people massages and stuff.
I always prefer a guy. I'm always bummed when I get...
Yeah, you do, you fag.
Yeah, thank you, JJ. If only I had the drop. God damn it, Danny. Why do you say shit like that?
I do. He prefers a guy. He wants to go to Comet Pizza, not for the pizza. Come on, man.
Why do you prefer a guy, Danny?
Because they're stronger. I'm going to like...
It feels better on
his penises are stronger.
A dick feels better in his asshole than a clit.
I prefer a guy.
I do. Best massage I ever got in my life was from a fucking 65-year-old Chinese man. It was. I'll never forget.
Well, hold on. We're talking Asian here.
Yeah,
no, he's this is in China. This is in Beijing.
Really good.
Oh, really? That's
in
actually...
Beijing. He was like my friend who lived there, and he's like, I have this dude who comes to my house. He has like hands of steel, and this guy gave me. I couldn't fucking move the next
How
day.
How much was it? Like
$10, probably. It was
really.
Nothing. It was in China.
So Amish was telling me, and he'll never admit it, he has a guy who comes to his house to give massages, and sometimes he like smacks around the dick and stuff, and he's like, oh, this is not good.
What?
Yeah.
Amish is going to put a foot in your ass when he hears this.
Why?
Wait, so Amish told
it's
you
not
this,
that the guy just,
yeah, it might not sure be not true, either.
Imagine you keep calling him, like you're like, I don't like that he does it, but the massage is good, so I keep calling him, and he's just like, can you just not slap my dick around this time?
I imagine hitting it like the speed bag, just
yeah.
Can we get Amish on for a segment next week to see if that happened?
Talk about
let's torture him over this shit.
What do you mean? We're going to be like, hey, Amish, did that happen? He goes, you obviously know it didn't.
No, because...
That's what I mean. That's why it's such
like he's
gonna, bullshit.
You obviously know this didn't.
It's not even worth talking about.
No. Amish is pretty open.
Why would he tell JJ this? Yeah, because Amish might have dipped his toe in like to try to get social justice points. Like, listen, I'm woke. I fucking have my dick out. And then
he got so woke where he's like, am I gay?
Dude,
I don't know the exact story. I don't know the exact story.
Dude,
but
so many people in Toronto, they're like, oh, I'm bisexual. And you're like, shut up. You're not.
Yeah, shut up. Oh,
you're
man.
Just like, you're just.
Do me a favor. Look at the Facebook
it
chat.
Just
I just sent something.
Out.
Look
That's
at
it.
The
like,
look at the Facebook chat I sent you. You're going to die laughing. Do it right now. Do it right now in the crew. You're going to love this. It's amazing. It's so over the top. It's in, it's gone from like.
Yeah, it didn't send it to any of the chats that I'm in. So
yeah,
I'll send it to you. It's just so funny. This guy is insane now. Like he's adopted a whole new character.
JJ's what he's telling us about. We can't talk about it. It's a ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't even.
But it is ridiculous, right?
It's just like it is so inside. It's something that you obviously wouldn't talk about publicly. So why would you want us to? So what? What is your point? That like basically he wants us to make fun of someone that we're all friends with. So like how would we?
Hey JJ, how about your bitch ass just fucking out yourself on the stupid restaurant you wanted to cut? If you want to fucking throw under,
I know he's
other
like
people
he's like I'm gonna
mind.
Send you a
this
photo
of cowardly
like, our
ass
friend
shit.
Doing something. We'll all make fun of them, and it's like, would you? Okay, say his name. Well, no. So then what's how's that going to shake down, JJ? We're like, anyway, there's this guy. We can't tell you what he did or who he is, but like, what do you want?
Not our friend. I'm saying the one who does it. No, not our friend.
You and guys, it's not like Danny and Ryan have a problem with their friends getting fucking made fun of. Because anytime they do something gay,
I don't even know what you guys are talking
about.
Okay, you're saying that someone takes on bisexual, like some people might.
You're literally bisexual.
No, I'm not. I'm straight.
No, you're lying about that part.
What, that I'm straight?
Yes.
I love like anyways, JJ's like, JJ's like, these fucking bisexual comedians in Toronto, they're just so many of them.
Yeah, no, our friend who we make fun of is not, I'm talking about the one who's not our friend, who's pseudo our friend.
Oh my God, JJ, this is podcasting at its finest. So there's a guy who knows a guy. I'm not going to say the guy's name, but he's another guy. And I'm not so the original guy, but this other guy.
I says, oh my God.
He's one of those guys that just does the things, you know what I mean?
Fine, that was poor podcasting on my part. But anyways, so anytime, this is a good one for the podcast. Misha gets naked, I now, like anytime she's like changing or something, I'll just say, oh, tits, tits and ass, tits and ass, tits, tits, tits and ass, tits. And like, I work up this huge sweat and I'm like yelling, tits, tits, tits. And she, every time, and she's, so like, she'll go take a piss and she's like shirtless. I'm like, oh yeah, tits, pussy, tits, tits, pussy, pussy. And she gets so fired up. Is that good?
I mean, fired up. I think,
dude, Misha probably wants JJ back doing comedy so bad.
I know. I was honestly thinking the same thing. I go, this is JJ's outlet.
That's what you know what I mean.
Okay, so look, I'm going to open up a club. You're going to work there every night.
Is that me being gay or is that her voice?
That's her voice. That's my girl voice.
Yeah, that's her girl voice. Where basically she just needs to get you out of her hair.
This is my girl voice. I'm in buff gay buds. I am a food show where we go to buffets.
Scam restaurant.
I'm JJ Lieberman. I don't take any prisoners.
Can we do the edit of that one part of the podcast?
Edit what?
I don't know. Just edit the thing where I'm like derailing.
You didn't say any of the information.
You didn't say anything to edit.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Edit it because it's bad.
No. Okay. But we're talking about it now.
How about this, JJ?
So then what? We have to edit this too?
Daniel sends you the clip and then you can edit it.
What, edit this as well?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about editing something? Like,
I would love JJ to ever do that himself.
What, JJ, edit? Can you edit all your bad parts out of the podcast? It's only about 90,000 hours worth.
Let me tell you something. The worst part, I'm too busy right now. I have fucking a project where I'm uploading Patreon stuff.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
It's going great. I was hired from another podcast.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I was going to ask you if this is the...
Bing, bang, bong.
Bing, bang, bong.
Bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing. We like to do a little trolling.
Like, by the way.
Some light trolling.
Can you believe after 4 years that I still have the towel scarf?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't made much changes. I think everything in your life is pretty much the same with less hair.
Less hair. Oh, my God. I was wearing the fibers yesterday.
No, you're less gay, too.
Yeah, less gay woman.
You're right. You're a little less.
Less hair, less gay. I got a fantastic beard.
Jury's out on that.
He does have a beard.
No.
No, I just mean like less gay in the sense that I guess you do have a girlfriend. That seems pretty
sad. I haven't cheated on her either.
Do you think that's why his hair is gone? Because his hair doesn't want to stick around for the broads. His hair was like, the bathhouse. But then they're like, hey, we're going to fuck a girl. They're like, we're the fuck out of here.
Do you think every night before some of his hair falls out, it goes, he goes, hey, JJ, don't fuck this up. And then just like a few clumps fall out.
Well, I mean, dude, I was literally just speaking to an Uber driver, and you can attest to this, that he was saying Turkey's so amazing. Istanbul is incredible.
Dude, do you mean the place?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
He was like, and I was talking to my bodega guy, and he says that they all have guns that they shoot up in the air, like, and it's like fairly frequent.
No, because they do the hair. They do the hair. They're known for the hair.
Hair implants?
Oh, hair replacement therapy in Turkey?
Istanbul is some of the best.
Yes, actually.
Yes.
You can go for... You got that right. Yeah.
They're known to replace the hair out there?
Yes.
Yeah, cutting edge hair replacement.
Cutting edge for like...
What if you just came back and like doubled your pubes? You know what I mean? Just...
Oh, you just wanted chest hair?
Those dudes are
hair?
Fucking mad hairy out there. What do they do? They just graft it off of your arm?
That JJ should do that. Just get,
do they graft it off of your daughter's arm?
Very...
This is the finest daughter's
very
ass
innovative. Very, very, very innovative, hacky material. Oh, Ryan would have loved this one. Ryan would have appreciated this one yesterday. I fucking killed it. So we were doing the snack bar, Pinkerton snack bar, and they have like snack bar food. Like
you should mention it a couple more times.
Pinkerton snack bar. You would have loved this, Ryan. You would have been so proud of me.
This is for me, Patrick.
This is for you. We're eating the bows. They're doing like they had like four or five different bows. They had a pork bow. They had a beef bow. They had a chicken bow. They had a tofu bow. And so Synagoga says to the chef, "What's your best bow?" And he's starting to talk. I said, "What about the bow when you put your hands together?"
I was really hoping that's like where we weren't going.
And Mark was so mad, dude. People were
Mark didn't
dying.
Like that.
What's that?
Mark didn't like that.
No,
pull you aside and be like, "Don't you ever disrespect me."
No, he's it's been good, man. Dude, we've had such back and
forth. A good dynamic on the show would be like JJ just being a shithead and then
that's all it is.
Overreacting like a mafioso guy of just like taking a baseball bat to JJ because he like insulted a chef. And then like the next week he just like shoots him in the back as they're leaving. it's just like progressively worse of Synagogue.
JJ, come back in the kitchen.
JJ.
Yeah, it's like the dude, come back in the kitchen
with sticks
me.
His head in like the onto the grill.
But he was sweating so much yesterday eating. It was amazing. Like he was just
got the meat sweats.
He was being so fat. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, I see shadows. Oh, I see shadows.
Where do you see them?
At Patrick's house.
Yeah, my girlfriend's right there.
Oh. That movement. She never lets him do the podcast without watching anymore.
That's not true.
Is she just standing there?
No. She's.
I'll tell you what. When I start talking about Alan,
keeping up the house.
Mad. He's like, she gave.
Oh, she must. I tell slide, you guys. Huh? She
exactly.
Hates Jews too.
Genuinely.
Oh yes. I could tell. I could see the as they're standing together waiting for the Uber. They were just like shit talking Jews.
Yeah.
How does she?
You know, it's more like commentary on Zionism.
Yeah.
Danny.
You want to know something funny? Actually, I went to. The Jewish camp I went to was a Zionist camp, and I didn't know what the term Zionism meant until like maybe I was 18. Like I went to a camp that their whole thing was Zionism, and I just never bothered to look up what it meant.
Really?
I don't even know what it means. I just hear you guys talk about it all the time.
It's like,
and he's not a Zionist, but he does have a
it's like separationist.
Doesn't even rhyme.
doesn't even rhyme. Not bad.
Doing my thing over here.
A micropenoist.
A micropenoist.
A micropenoist. Not a Zionist, but a micropenoist. It's like an Eminem rap. It's like kind of rhymes, so it doesn't really.
That sounds like you're saying it like Ben Shapiro.
What, Zionist or micropenoist?
When you said it really fast and.
I was trying to do Eminem style. All right.
Well, Danny's getting a show on PragerU soon, so.
You going on Prager?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Danny's having his own show on PragerU.
Are you really?
Yeah. It's just like exclusively talking about the problem with
it's like, own. Come on, guys. All we need is, you know, the free market, good, wholesome Christian values. And in the Bible, it said you have to give half the budget to Israel every year.
Yeah,
it says it in the Bible.
In your
dude,
Bible,
I found,
too.
I
not
found
even
a pretty good
Bible.
Guy on the street. Maybe you guys can explain this guy to me. But I interviewed him when I was bugging people on the street. And he's like a Christian that's trying to get Jews to convert to Christ. So he's
Jews
like,
for Jesus?
Yeah.
They're all over Toronto.
Yeah. So he's what's the deal? He thinks that Jewish people need to accept Christ.
Oh, they do. Otherwise, they're going to burn in hell.
Well, because he's like he just doesn't want
Patrick. How long till you're like full out religious? Like, do you have another year?
I don't know. I think I'll get
progressive. You must be dipping your toe in.
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Patrick one day just shows up. He goes, "Guys, I got some bad news. I can't be a part of this filthy podcast anymore."
Yeah, all this swearing and stuff.
I don't think it'll ever affect me that way. I think it's just like as I get older and like have like a family and kids and gay
like go
shit
to church.
Like that, depends on the church.
Like, is there like a chance that there's
like,
a
if there's like a
service.
Cool? He wants the pastor to be cool, like a cool.
Have you ever been
pastor.
In a synagogue? Would you do a synagogue?
Fuck no.
Have you ever done it for like? Fuck didn't you no. get invited to bar mitzvahs and
have
shit?
Have you ever done it as a spy? Yeah. Is that why you got those glasses?
Hello, I'm one of you.
Did you wear the yarmulke?
Fuck no. I just wouldn't go.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to hang out in a place where they talk about boiling Jesus and jizz.
It sounds, this is literally half of JJ's act. Literally sounds like a comedy club, what you're talking about right there. Boiling Jesus and jizz. That's a comedy club.
I think I have a joke about something like that. Yeah. Something along those lines.
You just described a comedy club.
No, I mean, a lot of it is just like a troll, and like the only way to oppose like gay nonsense.
The ultimate troll is if you go once a week for the rest of your life.
Yeah, really own everybody. Is
pay them 10% of your salary.
Every Sunday morning, give them 10% tithings, all that stuff.
Owning the libs by praising his name.
I know.
Like you're like a 90
body of Christ.
Man. You're like a 90-year-old man on your deathbed, and you're like, got him.
You got it. I know a guy who likes to play with libs, and his name is
Stop trolling shit libs.
It's the ultimate lib troll. You go to church every day for fucking 7 years, raise a religious family, and
have son, grandson. Always tell people there was only two genders.
Hey, would son, you have to go
before
to...
I die? Just remember, whatever you do, it has to be for the lulz. Keck Nation. My brother remains buried in Keck Nation.
Praise Keck. Don't shill for Israel.
That'd be so funny. You start going to church. What kind of church would you go to? Like one of the ones where they're like gay.
A good Catholic
accepted?
Church
where the pastors
gay. Yeah, if I was going to a church,
just
the rainbow flags,
just the priests
gays.
Are gay. Just the priests are gay.
Yeah, no, exactly. I would try and find one. Again, it's so difficult. It's literally, it's just like
to find priests that are gay.
To get me to actually go. It's like the answer would be like no. I would just like do it myself. It'd be like I would become.
You start your own.
Fuck yes.
That seems actually more along your Patrick character Dyer. Arc. Yeah, your character arc has you starting a church at some point.
It's definitely those glasses were like the first step.
Maybe get Soldo's school bus. You could run it out of there for a
while. I need a fleet of Soldo school buses.
Yeah, you and your chick just like.
like you know in Ozark where the guy is like, he's basically on the water and he's like the pastor and he like runs his service from the boat.
Yeah.
I can see you being like a boat pastor.
Fear not, for the Lord will guide you through.
I think this is definitely the trajectory. Yeah, you have a good pastor voice.
And he shall smite the wicked. Praise his name.
Praise Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
And then everybody's just smoking cigarettes.
Who's
smoking? Yeah.
I can't hear.
You can't hear who's smoking, JJ?
By the way, why the fuck did it, why are people making a big deal that Alex Trebek made a pick in the NHL? People are losers. The internet
who's
sucks.
Making a big deal?
I don't know. It's all over the internet.
They're not making a big
AJ
deal.
AJ looks
like,
at like what Twitter says is trending.
JJ, maybe go on
like,
Twitter.
What's
yeah.
going on?
What happened? Yeah, this,
Alex not, Trebek.
You know Trebek how because he's dying and he's doing like the death tour of where
oh,
he
is
gets
he
to
dying?
Go. Bingo.
I thought they did it. I didn't know this. I heard someone mention that he was sick.
I mean, he had pancreatic cancer. That shit kills you. Like,
and
it
kills
I mean.
You like 30 years ago.
That's what I mean. And it came back.
What?
No, oh, it used back. To be a death sentence, not so
no,
much anymore.
Dude, my mom, or not my friend's mom, literally got it, and like within 6 months, she was dead. Like last year.
Why?
Dude, it's pancreatic cancer is one of the worst
you
ones.
You make me laugh.
I don't know.
You're an asshole.
Pancreatic cancer is like one of the worst ones. Like
the way you say it.
Pancreatic cancer is basically a death sentence. It's not like
so. Wait, so what are you supposed to?
But anyways,
do to
it's not a
it?
Big deal. He just called out the Ottawa Senators' pick in the draft.
Okay,
yeah, it's not a thing.
Nobody's
not
like
a
up
thing,
in arms
JJ.
Over this, JJ. Nobody's
oh,
mad
I'm not
about
up
this.
In arms. Okay,
yes,
why, but
you
why
were.
Do you think you go? Why is everybody so mad about this? They're like nobody's mad about it. Like,
I looked at my dogs to laugh, like they would understand.
They probably understand more about this than you do.
Exactly, they make more sense. Jesus Christ!
Oh man, that was rough. Yeah. All right.
Was that a dog joke?
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Okay,
that was a good
all
one.
All right,
except the parts we need to edit out. So Patrick, I'm going to meet you.
Not editing anything. All right, bye, everybody.
What are you two cooking?
I'm bringing over your cameras.
JJ, what, yeah, exactly. Right now, okay?
I got to go pee and then put on my dog's collars.
All I'll right. do the exact same thing, except
you two,
for...
All right, you two have fun.
Except he's going to put on his girlfriend's collar.
Hey, by
God
the way.
God damn you, Danny.
By the way.
He's good.
Shots fired, shots fired. In the bullets. In the scope. Bing, bang, bong. Bing, bang, bong. All right. All right. I will see next week.
Peace, guys.
Peace, guys. 5 minutes.